This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we see the Chinese government moving to have the yuan topple the dollar. That's in Bloomberg. We have secret missile test going on off the coast of California. We have world government treaties openly being rammed through in secret and a world summit set for Paris, France next month. We have Britain and the United States naming Russia as the major threat to the world. First, the United States 2 weeks ago, the UK today. And in the midst of all this, we have the suspension of reality more and more, where political correctness has been so weaponized in Europe and the United States that if a professor's wife, who heads up the student affairs group, sends out an email saying, don't get upset by Halloween parties. If you see something, a costume you don't like, just don't look at it. People have a right to their free speech. That's what universities are. And so they track down the husband, who's also a professor at Yale, and begin screaming at him. And I covered this yesterday on the Sunday show, but it's so illustrative of everything we're facing. The mass mental illness, the coddling of the young until they're completely mentally ill. Even Atlantic Monthly admitted it. What Camille Paglia talks about, the end of a cycle, the fall of civilization, it's here. Is it a month from now or 5 years from now? I don't know, but much of the world's already imploding. And the New York Times has now reported on this. This has been such a big story. And they're reporting on it like it's okay. Yale's Halloween advice stokes a racially charged debate. Maybe the president of Yale will resign. Maybe the football team or the rowing team will stand down. And then they'll have everyone resign. In fact, just shut this whole school down. You're there paying for pretty much worthless degrees anyways. I've been saying that for 20 years. Now it's admitted. Most of you will never even get your money back. And you're there bathed in political correctness, running around barking at people, and that ties into the University of Missouri just minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, president resigned over four campuses, and I read for what? They've got the football team crying, and it's so hard what we've gone through. Supposedly a drunk frat person said something racial a year ago, and then they tried to, I guess, block the president's car with a Black Lives Matter type deal, and he didn't get out. And so now he's resigned, and you see, apologizing wasn't enough, and you just read this stuff, it tells you where the culture and where the society is going. Because we've got serious problems. We're going into a worldwide meltdown, and we have been mentally disabled. In fact, you guys reprint me or pull out of the stack that Atlantic Monthly 28-page article where top liberals describe their children coming home from college as completely mentally ill, having panic attacks if they see brown bags. Oh, brown! Oh, you did that as right. You're like, excuse me, are you okay? There's a man and woman kissing. Oh, it's sexist. Oh, oh, oh. I saw a Halloween costume, and I'm so, oh my God, get it out of here. And we have video and audio of these college students aggressively saying, shut up to the professor, in his face, everybody bowing up, sticking their chest out, really in kind of a mob. And let's just say it, he's white, it's mainly immigrants and non-whites around him. And I've got friends at UT, they're going back to get PhDs and stuff, and they say it's incredible. They'll be called out in the class and told you are evil by the white professor and all the minorities, and they say it doesn't matter what you do, you're white, it's evil. I mean, this has reached total mental illness levels. We'll be back.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
Live from the University of...
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on!
It is a big idea, a new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton. What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, big things are happening, obviously, here in the United States and around the world. Thank you so much for joining us today. We do have two guests. Phyllis Schlafly, founder of the Eagle Forum, will break down what's happening to Western borders and how to stop the globalist takeover. Then Roger Stone, who has written a new book dealing with the fact that the Clintons have had a war on women, will be joining us. He is a historian. So that is coming up today. Headline, political strategist Hillary Clinton is an abuser of women and girls. He will be in studio with us. Of course, you've heard Hillary and her surrogates come out and say that Bernie Sanders is a sexist because criticizing a woman is sexist. If a woman tries to sell you a car and you don't buy it, you're sexist. If you don't do what a woman tells you randomly, you're sexist. If you don't accept Obamacare, you're racist. This is the drum, the politically correct beat, and it's nothing but pack mentality, herd mentality, gang mentality, and that's how they control populations. Well, China tested an anti-satellite missile a few days ago, and then magically, we now see a major missile tested yesterday off the coast of Los Angeles, scaring the population there. Why did the U.S. launch a nuclear missile that would be visible from L.A. without any warning is the question. We'll be looking at that. Yeah, then it ties into economic news. The Chinese are moving and accelerating their dumping of U.S. treasuries and the dollar and letting the yuan basically compete directly with things like the Swiss franc, which is seen as a move to begin the toppling of the dollar. And that ties in to Puerto Rico preparing to go into bankruptcy in their latest filings. Puerto Rico government is developing a bank development plan and is saying that they're at risk for receivership. And they're talking about cutting massive services to the public. That's Bloomberg, NBC, ABC News, those three articles. We then have the S&P 500 dropping most of the month after rising to three-month high. Emerging currency slide as dollar resumes advance. And you see, as there's attempts to move away from the dollar, more people will pour into the dollar in an attempt to prop it up. Because if it goes under, there's going to just be devastating economic responses. Continuing with economic news, homelessness in Hawaii grows, defying image of paradise. And reports like this, actors aren't going to be real. They're going to be inside a computer. Marlon Brando's eerie premonitions from beyond the grave. But you read the CNN article, he was actually talking to top Hollywood people, in the last years of his life who said this was the plan. So it's not really premonitions. It's the fact that he was on the inside. Also, the Pentagon is covering up massive gay rape because gay rape is 15 times higher than the Pentagon had in their own report in a new American Psychological Association study that was done. And yes, the military is now more and more filled with gang mentality, prison mentality, because they've allowed that to be recruited into it. What do you think goes on in prisons? But because it's gay, it's okay. If your 18-year-old son gets raped by 10 guys in the army till he's bleeding, it's okay because it's liberal. It's beautiful. It's bold. It's full of courage. What is it we're supposed to say about Caitlyn Jenner? Stunning and brave. So it's stunning and brave because it's politically correct. You see, that's how that works. So that's some of the news. And then, of course, this huge news that ties into the military news. The London Express, Britain names Russia as major national security threat on par with ISIS. The United States has come out and said Russia is the biggest threat. But, wow, England says bigger than ISIS, a group they helped openly create. And that ties in with this article, European Commission attack on Drudge and the hyperlink. And we know it's in the TPP that's meant to be ratified globally into UN law this December in Paris. And they admit ahead of the Paris meeting, they've proposed a new EU law, put simple act of linking to content under copyright protection. So ending free speech. Oh, here's another Putin article. The Defense Secretary suggests Putin might nuke America, says U.S. will defend international order as the people that have hijacked our country create disorder. And that ties into this report. German town, migrants riot in church, steal from stores, defecate on gardens. Well, they should charge you for doing that. That's fertilizing. Residents who criticize behavior of asylum seekers labeled Nazis, some fined, some arrested. That's an Infowars.com article linking to German newspapers. It's linked on DrudgeReport.com. And that ties into this story. Patriarch of Antioch, Muslims to conquer Europe with religion and procreation. That's what the presidential frontrunner Le Pen said a month ago when she got arrested and indicted. She basically said those exact words. Wisconsin Dems moved to ban most semi-auto firearms. That's from Guns.com. Told you that was coming. Catalonia's parliament backs a declaration of split from Spain. Almost every house I saw when I was in Barcelona, that's pretty much the capital of Catalonia, beautiful place, great people, it wants to get away from the EU and Spain itself. Violent shaking along the Ring of Fire continues, a progression of disasters that began in September. We're going to look at that as well. But speaking of a progression of disasters, when we return, I spent a few minutes on this yesterday, but it's so important and so enlightening, so informative, so illustrative that we're going to go over it again and tie it into the University of Missouri president resigns over race complaints. He apologized. He said he'd do better. He said he was basically, the university was just horrible. And he promised that he'd do everything he could. And, of course, that only encouraged all the political correctness. And folks said, you must resign. So he has resigned in another act of just mob mentality. And what did he apologize for? Why, I was reading CNN trying to squeeze blood out of a stone, figuratively. People claimed that once they heard someone in a dorm make a racial comment who was drunk, a white person, and somebody did a design that looked like a swastika on a poster once. Well, yeah, 9 times out of 10 or more often than that, I think it's like 99% of the time. Put it this way, I haven't heard of a swastika being painted on a dorm door or put on a black or Jewish facility at a college where it wasn't fake. Now, I have seen some real cross burnings, usually that staged as well, false flags, self-inflicted wound, drama queening. But this is what the culture is about, and people that tune into mainstream media really believe they're being advanced in society, getting into these politically correct cults. We're going to break this down because the president has now resigned, and watch, that's not going to be enough. And then that ties into the Yale students finding the husband, another professor, of the head professor over the student affairs, and they confront him that his wife put out an email saying, you know, don't get upset by Halloween costumes, it's part of free speech. They scream at him, they basically get in his face, and they begin hyperventilating and throwing three-year-old tantrums.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
BodyArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Tip of the spear and the fight for human liberty. I'm your host, Alex Jones. morning I was in the local gym. There was a personal trainer there, a lady training a middle-aged fellow. And he kept staring at me, and he kept staring at me wherever I was in the gym. And I don't really care. I just ignore that. And then I was over on some cable machines, and the lady kind of comes over with him. And the gym's pretty much wide open, not a lot of people there. And there's other machines, and I was on this one first. I've been on there about 30 seconds. And they said, I guess you can use that, but I'm going to want it in a minute, which is not normal etiquette. You just come over and say, hey, can I use that? Of course, here. And I said, sure. Actually, I'm done with it. You can have it now. And they went, oh, no, we don't want it now. So as I walked away, they go, yeah, that right-winger Alex Jones, man, he's crazy. And I knew when he was staring at me and she was looking at me and kind of giggling and laughing that they were totalitarians that think they're liberal. So I turned back and I said, you know who's causing problems in this country? It's the new left. They're nothing but totalitarians. I said, I'm a liberal. You're not. You people are bullies. You people have serious problems. But it was like in a movie where I then snapped in my mind and realized that I didn't actually say that to him. I was thinking that. See, I've gotten to the point where I can control myself and not say it and just walk away. Because you're not going to help people like that in most cases. They are all about the group they're in. But they said that to me and laughed at me. As if in their peer pressure world of being so insecure, I care. But that's the totalitarianism of these people. And every day we get more and more insane examples where you can't say mother or father, and they teach the kids he or she or boy or girl is bad, and you're purple penguins, and being heterosexual is hateful, being white is hateful. This is cultural disintegration by design. From protesting Vietnam to demanding safe places, what happened to America's college kids? New York Times, Yale's Halloween advice stokes a racially charged debate. And they act like this bizarre video that we began airing on last Friday that they're now covering. I love how the mainstream media has to follow the real media. The dinosaur media has to follow the mammal media, I guess you could call us. But they sit there and act like it's normal, the video, because Yale, the student affairs head, was getting complained at and being told to put out reports that Halloween was banned or costume parties were banned, even for private fraternities, as many colleges have done. They've just said there will be no Mexican food parties at universities all over. And they say, but we like to have a Spanish-style, Mexican-style deal with enchiladas and tequila and beer, pool parties. Those are very popular. And they say, well, someone might be hurt. Well, you know, I had Mexican food last night at home, and boy, was it good. And I wasn't eating it because I was racist. But obviously, that's not what's going on. I mean, I've been to parties where you wear sombreros and get falling down drunk. It has nothing to do with that. It's just that it's okay. Do we do a Greek style, a Japanese style? Do we dress up like barbarians? It's just something fun. But they turn it into that to end culture, to end debate, to end discussion. And I know you know that. I understand that you are aware of that. The young people in the high schools, the elementary schools, and the colleges, they're not. When we come back from break, I'm going to play the video that we got to Friday and last night on the Sunday show. Then I'm going to get to the new videos of the president resigning and more. And CNN, again, with a straight face, reporting on it like it's all very reasonable. People with bullhorns and huge rallies to fight the racism that I'll guarantee you is 1/100th what their grandparents went through. And I will also, on the other side, assure you there is plenty of racial slurs and stuff going back from the minorities towards the devil people, also known as the whites. So this is scientifically being carried out to the point that we're going to play video and audio coming up of students shrieking and screaming in fear, saying, how dare you allow there to be costume parties at Yale? This is what one of our greatest universities turns out, is addled, brainwashed.
We're
zombies.
On the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want you. I need you. I want you to be my tonight. You need me. Tease me. Use you up, throw you away.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are here live. Now, the scientific social engineering of complete mental illness and induced psychosis, artificially induced psychosis, is so intense now that when I have personally been downtown or around Trendies, they are neurotic messes. These are the multi-generational spoiled brats. They don't know how to wash their laundry. They don't know how to balance a checkbook, but they know how to culturally keep you in line and to be cultural Marxist. Again, Atlantic Monthly a few weeks ago wrote a 28-page article, "The Coddling of the American Mind. In the name of emotional well-being, college students are increasingly demanding protection from words and ideas they don't like." Here's what is happening. Here's why that's disastrous for education and mental health. And the article acts like it's just magically happening all over the place. It's just coming out of nowhere. From Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany, this is admittedly in textbooks at PhD level on how to scramble civilization. And again, Jerry Seinfeld and all these other top comedians won't go perform at universities because the crowd will find something to be offended by. Because that's all they know how to do. That's what their education is. That's what their identity is. There are always gangs and groups and manipulators and cliques from the country club to the inner city. And you know who's successful? The people that ignore it, move forward, build their own lives, build their own worlds, and don't care what all of the cliques say and do. When you really don't care about cliques anymore, they will kiss your rear end like nothing you've ever seen to get you to join their clique. And the real pleasure is you don't want to join their clique. And then open society, true open society, opens up to you. And free association, once people in society know that you're really a cool person, and you get to start associating with the creme de la creme of the world. The true intellectuals, the true trailblazers, the people that other thinkers admire. The type of people that admire you because you're free and open-minded, and they know that you admire them. It's a society based on building people up, not tearing them down. And the controlled left wants to act like that's something that they're doing. They want to behave like they are the Renaissance. No, they are destroying the Renaissance. So that said, let me start getting to these clips. This is a hard clip to listen to, and it goes on for a long time. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but it is a professor whose wife is the head of student affairs. Associate Master at Yale, Erica, how do you pronounce that, Christakis? Yes, that's Greek.
Christakis, I believe.
Or Christakis. And so the full email is in the Daily Caller article. Parts of it are in the New York Times article. I've read it. And it's very just a friendly email. Hey, we're about free expression here. If people are having a party, a private party, or walking around campus in a costume, and you're offended, just look away. You know, it's part of people's right of expression to wear whatever costume they want or just dress however they want. And this is with the calls for her to ban Halloween parties. And so she explains, we can't do that. Well, they catch her husband, another professor, out walking around in the commons. And remember, the New York Times has an article out today reporting on this like it's normal. Oh, there's a big controversy. What do you think? They wouldn't ban Halloween or wouldn't ban costumes, and so people want them fired. And that's what they scream and yell. We don't feel safe. Everyone's going to leave the university. Now the president of Yale has been deeply troubled by a meeting of students of color who were, quote, in great distress last week because they didn't believe that the university they were attending was giving the needs that minorities needed. Quote, they're in great distress. Many said they did not believe the university was attuned to the need of minority students. I've been paraphrasing from reading the article. They just put it up on screen for me. Hey, I'm doing pretty good for paraphrasing. And so with a straight face, they then report on the hysteria. And you have to understand, these are desperate people having panic attacks. And Atlantic Monthly would have you believe this just magically happened on its own. And the image they use for the article is a three-year-old in a college student chair with an Apple computer. And that's what these people are, arrested development, fried individuals. And if you use words bigger than them, or if you disagree with them, if you even tell them, I love you, I want to empower you, You're being socially conditioned. This is a form of cult programming. They will begin shrieking and yelling and flipping out. You've seen our man on the street videos. I'm sorry, our person on the street videos. Let me use proper mind control terms. You see him say, hey, for Obama, we're going to put gun owners in forced labor camps. Absolutely. I'm sick of these gun owners. So we're going to put them in prison for owning guns. Yes. Well, here, please sign right here. 9 out of 10. Let's have forced abortions of Christians. 9 out of 10, sign it. Let's arrest Christians. 9 out of 10, sign it. If you say for Obama, let's bring in world government. Let's get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution for Obama. Let's ban criticizing Obama. 9 out of 10, every time, sign it. You've seen us play the videos. Drudge is linked to it countless times. It happens in Austin. It happens in New York. It happens in L.A. It happens where all these, quote, ultra-educated people are who think they have joined the most elite groups on the planet because they go to a university. And all they do is run around and scream at people all day that they've been offended. I had two people on Halloween, because I went to my cousin's birthday party, come up to me and say, are you a Nazi? And I'd laugh and say, no. They'd say, well, I'm offended by your hat. I'm Jewish. And the guy was clearly, looked like he was as Arab as they come. I said, are you joking? And he said, no. And so I went off on him. And then, as I said, I had another person come up to me and do the same thing. And then I started talking to other people, and they said, no, it was going on everywhere. Or if you weren't wearing a costume, and this wasn't just at his party. He had another party after it. The late night went at a top floor of a bar and club. It was open to the public, though. And there were just people walking around going, I have white guilt. I can't believe we're wearing these outfits. It may be hurting someone's feelings. And my buddy Pat Riley heard this from some woman. And then I was talking to somebody else that another man was walking around saying it. And then you realize, oh, my gosh, we're in a cult, folks. These people are brain fried. You've got Hispanics, blacks, Asians, whites, everybody, probably 400 people on the top of a club. Outside with a DJ my cousin brought in, and he's DJing as well. Everybody's having a great time except for a handful of people walking around bugging everyone socially, but that's what they socially know how to do, is walk over and then try to make you uncomfortable and have you submit to them in some raw act of power. Now, individually, they're nobodies, but they get together in giant hordes. Led by white guilt operatives that will then go out, funded by Soros, and actually chant, deck the halls with dead cops, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la, because the more extreme, the better. Because, again, it's social disruption that's being funded by the globalists openly. So let's go to the clip, because it just illustrates everything, where she begins screaming and yelling. And he says, well, my vision is not, you know, obviously your vision, and I disagree with you. So she screams, shut up! And then jumps into his space like she's going to hit him. And then her boyfriend starts agreeing with her. Because the man only is allowed, this is taught in university now, to agree with a woman after she is in the dominant position. She has the authority. Then you second her. And you see people standing around nodding with her. Nodding. They're under attack. People are trying to get them. They want Halloween banned. Folks, if they, and a lot of Christians send me emails going, why are you defending Halloween? I thought you said it's an occult holiday. For most people, it isn't, and it's harmless. I'm going to get the speck out of my eye, but you can get the beam out of yours. You know what I mean? Clearly, it goes back to Samhain, Samhain, the occult, the druids. I know that. The point is, if they can ban anything, they can ban everything. If they can ban probably the most popular holiday in America that is the most inclusive and across the board. Notice they don't want vampires and ghouls banned. They want cowboys and geisha girls and mariachi bands and Tarzan banned. They want cavemen outfits banned. They want to be able to control things and ban what they want and demand the university president resign, as he just did. We're going to get to that. Because he dared not resign. Because Two complaints were filed to police in the last few years that at parties, someone heard a racial tone from drunk people in both cases, and someone saw a swastika once. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, like in the library. I told you about the phenomenon of when we cover Nazis, we see comments on YouTube saying, stop showing the swastika. I mean, they call the History Channel the Hitler Channel, not because it supports Hitler, but because, you know, it started out showing World War II films that were open source. So without further ado, here is the abject hysteria, the panic, the fear that Atlantic Monthly talks about, where they go into panic attacks. Oh, my gosh, he just called her a he, or she just called, you know, somebody a she. Oh, my gosh, on the questionnaire it says he or she, I'm hurt. The word he or she hurts me, I'm not included. Ban the word mother and father. And you're like, oh, this is a joke, it's not really happening. It is happening all over the world. It's cultural domination by a bunch of hissy fit-throwing mental patients controlled by hardcore social engineers. These people are illiterate. Do you understand that? They don't know how to navigate culture. They don't know how to start a business. They know how to run our lives, and that's it. And they will be put in charge of the bureaucracy over us. Do you understand? They're coming for us. Here she is freaking out on the Yale professor.
The exception is because other people have rights too, not just
walk away. In a certain way. That doesn't deserve an answer. We're on the same page here. We're all
not...
Be quiet. For all standing space. Do you understand that? As your position as master, it is your job to create a place of comfort and home for the students that live in Tillman. You have not done that. By sending out that email, that goes against your position as master. Do you understand that?
Then no, I don't agree with that.
Then why the f*** did you accept the position? Hired you!
I have a different vision.
You should step down! If that is what you think about being a master, you should step down! It is not about creating an intellectual thing! It is not! Do you understand that?
You will step down.
You are creating a home here! You are not doing that!
You're supposed to be our advocate!
You should be at this at Wednesday when you hear her front go say that she doesn't know how to create a safe space for her freshman in Tillman! How do you explain that? These freshmen come here, they think this is what Yale is? Do you hear that? They're going to leave. They're going to transfer because you are a poor student of the community. You should not sleep at night.
We're out.
You are disgusting.
All right. You should, and folks, they'll probably make them resign. Because they said, people have free speech. We cannot ban costume parties. They wanted them banned at private frats. Because it's so hurtful. And Yale is now basically apologizing and saying they're deeply disturbed. This is all part of the bullying. We're so sorry you're scared of Halloween. Not of ghosts and goblins, but that someone might wear something that offends you. This is basket case level. But they're now meant to cater to it to encourage even more basket casing. So these young people are such basket cases after 200 grand sucked out of them with a 4 or 8 year degree that they're too upset with why they can't get a job. They think they can't get a job because they're a quote minority or because they're white or whatever it is. When in truth, the economy was already dismantled is why. So now we have the University of Missouri system president resigning just about an hour ago. After he groveled and apologized and everything for phantoms of racism at the four-campus system. And this will only encourage, this is what you send your kids to school for now, to become young adults and to be arrested development and learn how to throw fits and be put into cultural Marxism and be totally entitled and be just complete jokes. Here is the CNN report acting like all this is reasonable.
In the name of
Jesus!
In the name of
Jesus!
In the name of
Jesus!
Students gathered at the University of Missouri this weekend to highlight complaints of racism on the overwhelmingly white campus. Now, in a tweet posted by Missouri's Legion of Black Collegians, more than 24 football players have joined the calls for the university system's president to resign. The players said they will not be part of any practice or game until he does so. Players met with their coaches on Sunday as the team canceled its scheduled practice. Most of them were tight-lipped about the meeting and about the controversy.
We're not allowed to comment on much, so like I said, we're just going to all stay together as a team, and we all made this decision as a team to, you know, not talk to media, so you're not going to hear much from the players. So.
Mizzou coach Gary Pinkel wrote online, "The Mizzou family stands as one," posting this picture of the team. The move comes after graduate student Jonathan Butler started a hunger strike last week. He accuses the university's leadership of not doing enough to address racism on campus and push Mizzou in a positive direction.
So I'm in this because it's that serious. We're dealing with humanity here. And at this point, we can't afford to continue to work with individuals who just don't care for their constituents.
University of Missouri System President Tim Wolf issued a statement saying in part that he is dedicated to ongoing dialogue to address these very complex societal issues, giving no sign that he intends to resign.
Well, he did resign.
I'm Andrew Spencer reporting.
So that's the mass mental illness taking hold. And there's also a selfishness to this. There's not a demonstration for Chinese slave laborers. There's not a demonstration for the million sex slaves estimated to be in the United States, mainly from the third world. There's never any demonstrating about anything real or substantive. They're just taking all the media hype and the MTV hype and projecting it with an exercise of power. Well, thank God, I won't be watching any college football anyways. I'll be out living my life, fighting the globalists, trying to empower people. But it just shows what you pay for with college. When we come back, we'll have the president of the university resigning. I kind of love watching this. This is sick.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
I say I'm not like the others. What if I say I'm not just another?
By the way, I dropped the ball. I had said that free shipping on the Alexa Pure filters ended last week, but actually the manufacturer has allowed us to extend it, it looks like, for another week or so. So these really are groundbreaking, high-quality filters developed by one of the top scientists who developed some of the biggest names out there, and this is his best invention yet, especially for the price. We've got free shipping on those available with 10% off with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. And we also are extending big discounts on things like BrainForce and InfoWarsLife.com and on Winter Sun. So that's available also. 25% off on BrainForce. And we also have 25% off on Winter Sun, which is the pure organic vitamin D. So check that out for yourself. My crew is blown away by the University of Missouri President Wolf resigning because they, like I, had to read like five or six articles when I saw this last night and this morning, finding out what happened. And in the complaints, in the last 2 years, twice someone says they called the police claiming at a party they heard a racial slur from a drunk person, two different people. And then someone saw a group of symbols together that they thought might look like a swastika. And then another time they tried to block the president's car. He didn't stop and get out. And now he's resigned. And now Yale's president is apologizing for them not banning Halloween and is saying they're very worried and very sorry that they didn't ban Halloween. So Nico and some of the others have been talking about, whoever wants to jump on the mic, give me your take on this situation. I mean, this is, imagine how this country's going to try to operate and compete with other countries when we have become this much of basket cases. Go ahead.
So I was out of the loop this weekend as far as the news is concerned, and so I had to read three stories about this resignation, and it wasn't until I got to the last article that I got a vague idea of why they were calling for him to resign and why he actually did it. So the only things that I read were that he was silent on the Michael Brown Ferguson situation. Then he was surrounded in a parade, and he didn't handle that correctly. And then they asked him what institutionalized oppression stood for, and they didn't like his definition. And those are the only things that I read as far as why they were calling for him to resign. That's
sure.
It. And I'm just still really confused about the whole, it just seems really ridiculous.
Well, and exactly, and that's since the hunger strike started a few weeks ago. They've now issued a list of demands to the university that looks like it was written by the Southern Poverty Law Center or the Ford Foundation. That's why you notice the students say they're not allowed to talk about it, because this is being handled as a way, again, to take over local governments, take over universities by politically correct bullying. This is cultural Marxism right out of Mao Zedong's Red Terror Youth Brigades. I don't say that for political effect. I mean, that's what this is. And then meanwhile, they're supposed to turn universities into these racial infighting centers when not getting into it is what stops it being promoted. That's why Starbucks said and met with the White House, we're going to talk about racism, everybody that buys coffee. It's meant to stir it up. America's never been more together until Obama came. Anybody else want to add a point to this?
Just an update. Starbucks will no longer feature holiday cups. They're going to be just red.
That's right. Well, they said that it's simplistic and won't offend anybody. So now even Christmas trees and stars on the cups might hurt somebody's feelings, CJ.
They hurt, I guess, some Nanny State Court of Public Opinion people, the same folks that are grilling the professor, that are grilling the president.
Well, it's like Germany's banning, first they banned Christmas festivals because they're hurtful. Now they're just getting rid of winter festivals. So that's a good thing, I guess, because those are racist, too. This is just incredible. By the way, we got to get you guys on air more. You guys are on air so little, you don't even hardly have the mics close to you. We need to get you guys on every hour. You have so much good stuff to say. We'll be back. Stay with us. Second hour, straight ahead. Fuller, Schlafly, and more.
Visit GCNLive.com today.